Hi, I'm Jeffrey Hodges, founder and secretary of No Tolls, No Sell-Offs, a new political party that will be standing at the next state election. And I'd like to take a few minutes to tell you why we should cut politicians' salaries and entitlements. Sounds like a pretty good idea. It's time that politicians and senior bureaucrats started to live in the real world and were actually paid what they were worth. A politician and a public servant is supposed to be there for public service, not personal advantage. And it's time that we cut back on payments to these bloated parasites. We believe that politicians' salaries and entitlements should be cut by 50%. Currently, an average Member of Parliament in Queensland earns roughly $200,000 a year. $200,000 a year. And that's not counting any of the extra perks that they get. And the Premier earns almost as much as the President of the United States of America. $380,000 a year, almost. That's ridiculous that we're paying these politicians this amount of money. When, according to the latest figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the median wage for the average Australian worker is barely $48,684. That's less than a quarter of what a normal politician gets here in Queensland. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This means that your average Member of Parliament in Queensland earns more than 98% of the people in the community. Now think about it for a minute. Would you say that your local member is the most valuable member of your community? Come on. With 1.5 million Australians struggling to make a living on the bare minimum wage of less than $34,000 a year, to pay politicians this amount of money is obscene. And we at No Tolls will stop it. We also believe it's important to establish an ethical distance between government and business. How can government control and manage the excesses of the market economy if it's in bed with big corporations? It just can't. It just can't. So we intend to re-establish clear guidelines on the role of government and the role of business. And the way to do this is to end financial donations to political parties. The way to re-establish this clear ethical distance between government and business is to end financial donations to political parties. The repeated stories that we hear time and time again of so-called undeclared donations given to local, state and federal members of parliament, along with the long litany of payments that have been received by both the Labor and Liberal National Party over decades, proves that the financial donation process is being abused. It's time to end all financial donations to political parties. Political donations just lead to corruption and influence peddling, and we at No Tolls do not accept any financial donations to the party, to members, to our elected representatives, or to office bearers of the party. Political parties should be funded by an independent authority based on their percentage of vote at the last election. And this would stop the blatant influence peddling that is corrupting our democratic political process. No Tolls stands for the public interest in the face of corporate greed and vested interests that are trying to take control of our government. So please support us, support our call to cut politicians' salaries and to end financial donations to political parties. You can find out more information at our website, no-tolls.org. Authorised by Jeffrey Hodges, 77 Flaxton Mill Road, Flaxton, for No Tolls, No Sell-Offs.